Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have another amazing episode on child acting. We're going to feature a 12-year-old to start off with, and then we're going to move on to Lacey Caroline's mom, who has a lot of insight for you parents of child actors. And then we're going to feature newcomer Sophia. You might remember her.
Your mom says that you're pretty cute. What do you think? Do you think you're cute?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you are.
Sure.
Sure. So your
mom. I'll take it.
We'll have more on Sophia later. Now let's get started because we have an amazing young actress. She was one of the stars of a hit series called Manny. She's also a rapper. She's had a little bit of trouble in her past. You can't choose your parents. You can't choose the neighborhood you grow up in. She's an amazing 12-year-old actress. Let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Brianna? How are you?
Hi, I'm Brianna.
Oh, Brianna. I've been saying it wrong. My name's Johnny Keith, and I have a podcast called Actors 2020 Podcast. And sounds like you're a very, very busy girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking at you on the internet, and you are like all over the place. How old are you right now?
I'm 12 years old.
Right. You have a lot of experience. I mean, you have like over 40 credits. So that's just on your resume. And I went to your internet movie database page, and you have a lot of amazing credits on there.
Thank you.
Now, what made you want to get into the acting business in the first place?
I think that what I've been through with my mother, like her not being in my life, it just takes my mind off of that. And it just makes me feel so comfortable and happy. And I just feel like I'm on top of the world.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I received a lot of submissions, and yours actually stood out for me. Not because of your personal story, because I just went to look at you just as an actress. Yeah, you blow a lot of people away as far as the experience. So I read a little bit about your story. Is it okay if I tell the audience what you wrote me on your cover letter?
Yes.
I'm just going to read this, and it says, 4.5 years ago, Brianna Walker lived in a hostile environment with her mother. A classmate threatened to use her daddy's gun to shoot her. Brianna's mother's boyfriend threatened to kill her. She tried ending her life by stabbing herself in the chest. And you're also a survivor of bullying and suicide. Is that all true?
Yes.
That's crazy for that to be happening to somebody that's so young. But you got past all that, and you're nominated for a Young Artist Award, and you even wrote a rap song about bullying victims.
Right.
I actually have the rap song kind of queued up. I can go ahead and play it, but if you know it and you want to freestyle it, what would you rather do?
I can rap it.
No, rap it.
Okay. Love and unity is what we need because kids are dying behind bullying. Let's come together as one race, take a stand for a better place.
That's pretty good. I'm just going to play a little bit with the music now. Let's listen to this.
Okay. Your mama cheated you. Your mama tried to get rid of you. Your mama hates you. Your father disclaimed you. Your self-esteem is low. So you have so cold. Thinking of school to target the weak minded at your school. We must rise up. We must control this.
You have so much confidence on the stage. I mean, you look like you've been doing it for years. Now, where did all that come from? Like the performance?
Well, my grandma, she really helps me with it, and she teaches me how to do it. And I've been doing it since I was 5, so just working hard.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I'm very impressed the way you just were able to spit it out right there. That's pretty dope.
Thank you.
That's really awesome. So you're like a red carpet interviewer. How did you get into that?
So when I was 5, I started at the age of 5, a lady, her name is Nicole, and she saw me at an event, and she emailed my grandma and asked her, can I interview her program, which was Red Carpet Program, which is FTS News, and that's how I got started. But now I'm with Hip Hop Real Estate.
A lot of times people being interviewed, you can tell they don't even want to be there. But with you, I mean, they got down to your level, and they were so interested in what you were saying, and that makes for a better interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
Thank you.
Tell us some other celebrities that you have met or that you have worked with.
I've worked with Kevin Hart on Captain Underpants. I interviewed Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight.
Ooh.
I've worked with Ben Affleck. I've interviewed Anthony Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just worked with some of the most amazing celebrities and interviewed some of the most amazing celebrities.
So how old were you when you were on that television series? Was it called Manny? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, it's called Manny. Started it at 2017, which I was 10.
And it looks like you've done 15 episodes, huh?
Right.
So how does that work when you're on the set? Do you have to do like school and homework in between your scenes?
Yes, when they go on for another person to film their scenes, they'll have a studio teacher there, and then we'll bring workbooks or like our computer or whatever you have in school, and then we'll just work with it when we're there with the studio teacher.
Okay, so are you being homeschooled now?
Yes, I'm homeschooled. Pretty cool.
Tell me about Trooper Trish.
Oh, Trooper Trish. That was pretty fun. It was my first time ever wearing a beard. Yeah, it was really, really fun. We worked by the bay, which was in San Diego.
That was pretty cool. You're telling those people on the trash can.
Yeah.
That was good. I like characters like that. Have you ever heard of that movie, Stephen King? It was called It?
Yeah, the scary movie with the clown.
Yeah? Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
You're scared of clowns, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
They really look very creepy. I just freak out when I see them because we were on Hollywood Boulevard before and I seen like someone dressed up as it and I just ran. I was so scared of them. I don't know. They're just very creepy and I hate clowns.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. They are creepy. I don't like that at all. What about Magic Camp?
Oh, I did a movie, Magic Camp. It was a Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
As a little girl in the candy store.
Yeah, I'm looking at your internet movie database page. It said The Uncanny and you played Kayla.
Oh, yeah, I did Uncanny. It was the supporting role. I played a bad kid.
A bad kid? Why was your character bad?
We went to a petting zoo, and I was just being mean to other kids in the film.
So the cool school with Mr. Josh, what is that, where you play Drella?
Yes, I'm going to be filming The Cool School with Mr. Josh. It's a new show. It hasn't came out yet. I'm playing a lead role, Drella.
Uh-huh.
So look forward to that. I'm going to a recording studio next week to record some songs with it.
Okay, so you're also going to be on the soundtrack?
Yeah, I'll be rapping and I'll be dancing, acting, all of it. It's going to be like a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse type of show.
Okay, so kind of Disney-ish, so like cutesy, all fun, upbeat.
Yeah, very teaching and educational.
Right, well, you definitely have the look for that. I've seen a lot of different pictures of you, and I see that little mean girl, of course, but I also see the Disney princess. Your smile is like one of the most beautiful smiles I've ever seen.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just going through and looking at all your Instagram. I mean, it's like, how many Instagram pages do you have? I mean, how many fans do you have?
I have two Instagram pages. Miss Briani Walker, I have 82,000. And then on Officially Briani, I think I have 5,000.
I just wanted to hear you say it because I'm looking at it right now. And I was like, that's pretty impressive.
Oh.
I interviewed some influencers who, they're not really actors, but they kind of are singers and they do their own thing. And it was like one of my most popular shows. They each had 20,000 Instagram followers. And the show kind of took off. And I was like, wow, I have all these actors that are on here. People are listening. But then I bring on these influencers and I put them together on the same show. And all their fans tuned in and just blew up. You have like 80. But your generation grew up with like Instagram, right?
Right.
It's a little different. When I was in my 20s, the internet wasn't even invented yet. So there was no internet. Since you're so young and you have so much experience, what advice would you have for a young actress or actor who wants to get into this business? What would you say to them?
I would just say, follow your dreams, keep on going, never stop, and just love yourself.
That's right. Love yourself. That's very important. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't give love.
Right.
Do you ever get lonely?
Not really. I don't really get lonely because I have a lot of friends and just a lot of support system.
Exactly. I already knew the answer to that question because you're only lonely if you don't like the person you're alone with, which is you, right? Oh my God. You're like so much more adult than I am. It's so great talking to you. So right now you're 12 years old. Let's say you're 18. What's your life going to be like when you're 18?
Probably just focus on college and keep my acting career up and stuff like that.
Yeah. So your plan is to go to college and get a degree. What degree are you interested in?
I want to become a doctor, a pediatrician.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
I've always wanted to help young kids.
Now, how do you have that mindset at 12 years old to know that? Where does that come from?
I've always wanted to like be a doctor since I was very young, so it was just always in me.
Right. Well, that's good that you know it now because, you know, you can start doing things way before you're 18. When you're 16, you can intern at a pediatrician's place or work at the desk. And it's great that you already know what you want to do at such a young age because a lot of people, they're 24 years old, graduated from college, and they realize they've taken the wrong classes and they wasted all this money. And you already know at 12.
Right.
That's pretty cool. And so you're still going to do maybe acting on the side?
Yes, I will continue doing this.
So let's say you're a doctor, you're a pediatrician, and Hollywood calls. Are you going to go do a movie a day or two or here, or maybe a week? Are you still going to continue doing this in your career when you're older?
I think I want to be in movies and films and things like that. And I also do modeling too. I really like modeling.
How do you get your work? Do you have an agent?
No, I don't have an agent or a manager right now, but my grandma is helping me and finding me work to do, like modeling for justice and things like that.
So your grandma's your guardian and she's also your manager right now?
Yeah.
Right. Well, she's always going to be your manager, even when you get an agent. She's just going to work with your agent.
Right.
So that's something you're probably looking into getting, like a Hollywood agent. You live right here in Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Who does your websites?
My grandma.
Wow. She does that too?
Wow. Yes.
Your grandma's pretty awesome. I bet a lot of people would like to have a grandma like yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you interact with people on your Instagram page, people that write and comment? Do you clap back at them?
Yes, I saw all my fans. Also, I'll be working with the Dakota Lois, and I did a song with Trinity Rose. She's an upcoming singer, and she's really big.
And what are you doing with her? You're singing on one of her tracks?
Yeah, I did a song with her.
So by the time you're 18, you'll have residuals coming in with music, movies, television series, and you may not even work for 6 months and money will still be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because when my son was 15, he did a commercial. We put that money in an account for him. And then when he got 18, he got that money.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you're 18, it's like, whoa, I get some of my money now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you would buy once you got some of your money?
I'll buy my grandma a car and a house.
Wow. That's so awesome. So one of my favorite pictures is, I don't know if it's a new one. It's the one where your hair is in ponytails and you have your hand in front of your face like,
oh, yeah.
Is that a new picture?
Well, it's kind of new. I did it when I was 11.
Okay. Because when I was doing my first research on you, I didn't see that picture. So then I went back to your backstage profile. I saw it on another picture. That's a super cute picture. You need to go to her Instagram page and you need to check out her pictures and check out her credits. You see that she has a really, really good parent. And her grandma right there. And listen to what she's saying. She's saying she wants to be a doctor. She said she wants to buy her grandma a house and a car. And you seem just so well put together for just being 12 years old.
Thank you.
Now, do you feel like young? Or do you feel like, wow, I'm 12 years old. That's so old. Like, how do you feel?
I feel like I'm very young, you know? So I don't always feel like, oh, I'm 12 years old. I'm very old. Because I'll always be a kid in art.
That's true, because you're as old as you've ever been as of right now, but that's kind of good. You got a good little view on your future. Who is your role model out there in Hollywood? Like, who inspires you?
Grandma inspires me. Ariana Grande.
Yeah, those are two good ones. Yeah, that's awesome.
Because I worked with her on a show called Sam and Cat.
Was she nice?
She was really nice. She was very nice.
You've already talked about the advice you would give someone. You've already talked about why you wanted to get into this business. So you started when you were 5 years old?
Yes.
What was the first thing that you did?
The first major role that I did was Salmon Cat with Ariana Grande.
Right off the bat, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, like most people, they do maybe some extra work. Yeah, then they do maybe a little stand-in. Then maybe they get a line or two. And you just like jump to the front of the line at five.
Yeah.
I like doing it all. I've done stand-in. I've done the extra work. I've done the guest starring. I've done the starring. I've wrote, directed, produced my own movies. So I've pretty much done it all in Hollywood. And I like every aspect of it. And I appreciate everybody from the script supervisor to the guy holding the boom. I just appreciate everyone in that business. It's like a little small family for a little amount of time. And then you leave and sometimes you never see them again, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Your internet movie database page, does your grandma do that as well?
My grandma does my internet.
Wow. Because some of your credits, we're talking Sam and Cat, where you played Nina.
Mm-hmm.
The Neighbors, you were a dancer.
Right.
Late at Night, My Brother Wes, Upscale with Princeton's and Penny, Naraya, Captain Underpants, the 38th Annual Young Artist Awards. Have you been nominated for an award?
Yes, I'm nominated for an award and I'll be performing there.
And what are you going to be performing? You're going to be doing some rapping?
Yeah, I'll be rapping. I'll be rapping in the beginning of The Greatest Showman.
Is this the Annual Young Artist Awards we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not going to be the reporter this time?
No, I'll be reporting too.
Oh, you'll be reporting and?
Interviewing as a presenter and performing and nominating.
You should do a bit where you interview yourself. Well, you're like on one side, ask yourself some kind of silly question, and then you go to the other side, and then you answer it like you're talking to yourself, but you're doing like this whole funny bit.
That'd be funny.
You're going to be doing a rap?
Yes, I'll be rapping.
And what are you rapping?
I'll be rapping to The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman. Is that a song that you wrote, or is this something you're...
Have you seen the movie? It's called The Greatest Showman, and then they have a song.
Oh, wow.
And then I'll be rapping to the beginning of the song, and then I'll be singing with Trinity Rose.
So your grandma gets you all ready for that? Like, she picks out your clothes, or how does that work?
Me and my grandma, like, pick out the outfit, and we'll buy the outfit, too.
Sounds like you might need more than one outfit for that night. Do you have anything else coming up besides that music award show?
Oh, I'll be doing the BET Experience fashion show.
Are you going to be in the fashion show or interviewing people?
Yes, I'll be modeling.
So you're cool right now, not having to get up and go to a public school every day, right? You're like the way it is being homeschooled.
Yeah, I like being homeschooled.
So you've overcome some stuff in the past. You're doing like really great right now. You're not alone when you're by yourself. But when, say, you're going to bed at night, and you're looking in the mirror, like, what do you see in that reflection? Who do you see in that mirror?
I see a survivor. I see a very intelligent and beautiful person.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. I'm thinking about your grandma right now, and I've spoke with her very briefly, and she seems pretty awesome. But the way that you talk about her, putting her right there up on a pedestal, and it's for a reason. I mean, obviously, it's for a reason. What would you say to, like, the other children about what they should do with their parents as far as, like, respect?
Just always respect them, because sometimes they may seem mean in different ways, but it's all because they love you.
That's so true. Pronunciation of your name again.
My name is Brianni Walker.
Brianni Walker. So, and if anybody wanted to get a hold of you, if they wanted more information about you, like, where would they go? How would they find out more information about you?
You can follow me on Instagram and DM me at Miss Brianni Walker, MS.BRIANNIWALKER. No capitals.
Wow, that's pretty good. It's almost like when I said do that rap song and you went bam and you started rapping it. You have that down. So wrapping up here, is there just anything else that you would like to say? Anything you want to just get off your chest, or what do you want to say?
Also, I'll be in the BET Family Business. It's a show on BET.
Okay, it's pretty awesome. So we've been talking to Brianni Walker. She's been an amazing guest for being 12 years old. She has a lot of amazing credits. If you've never heard of her before, you're most likely gonna be hearing about her. But I encourage you to go to her Instagram page. Don't be ghosting. Like something. Comment. Don't just be going over there and looking. You familiar with that term, ghosting?
Yeah.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy day and your busy career to be on my show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, well, so thank you for being so cool and making me feel comfortable.
You're welcome. Thank you for the interview.
Hey. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Since the recording of this episode, she did win that Young Artist Award. She has filmed 13 episodes of The Cool School with Mr. Josh. She has something that's completed coming out called Magic Camp, something in post-production called The Uncanny. Somebody please call a fire truck, because this girl is on fire. Congratulations, Brianni. It was an honor to interview you. So, you want to get your child in the acting. You're the parent. What can you expect as a parent of a child actor? Well, episode number 112, Lacey Caroline, her mom had some insights, and we're going to share some of those insights with you about being a parent of a child actor right now. So tell us about being a parent of a child actor. So if other moms are listening and they're thinking about getting their child into it, what are they getting into?
They are getting into an awesome, emotional, very cool ride. But I think it's something that's important, you know, for parents who are considering getting their child into this. The first and foremost thing, because I talk to a lot of people around here too, and the first and foremost thing I want to make sure of is that it's what the child wants to do. If it is, she's not out there living my dream, she's out there living her dream. And so that is, and we've noticed as we've gone from set to set that there are what you consider those helicopter stage moms and people that, you know, are really in the director's ear or showing pictures. I'm not like that. I let Lacey's work speak for herself. Now, I am her biggest proponent and I am her advocate, because obviously we know that with children, there are certain rules and regulations and you have to stay with them and you have to stay in eyesight. I've learned that, especially with one of her recent big filming projects with the Hallmark movie. I was like, okay, I really have to be with her everywhere. I have to go to makeup with her. I have to go to the restroom with her. Like, they just are very, very protective of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, and that was a long way of saying, make sure it is what your child truly wants to do. My job to not only network for her and work with her agent and just make sure she's working with the right people, but ensuring that I'm watching out for her signs and making sure I can understand, I can see it, like if she's getting tired or she's getting frustrated, or I know what those red flags are and I can step in and say, hey, can we give her a break for a second? Or I can just look at her and say, okay, you've got 5 auditions. I want you to read through them, and you're at the point now where I think you can make those decisions, right? You don't necessarily need to do background work or any more extra work because she's gotten to the point now, and her acting coach is helping us understand that.
At some point, you can't do that anymore.
So that's one, is to be a support, not hover, not be a helicopter, not hover, but be there to protect and understand. The second is you have got to have an agent that you have a relationship with, because Lacey actually was with another agency for a very small bit of time. And it was a great agency here in Charlotte, big agency, had a lot of kids. I wasn't really sure that it was the right fit, but we were new to this. There was a lot of questions that I still had. And the agent that she currently has actually sought her out. I mean, I'm on the phone with her agent probably once every other day. I'm texting with her. I'm emailing with her. I'm constantly asking for her advice. She's given us great advice. You know, she'll film an audition. She'll send it back and say, no, I'm not, that's not right. Let's go do it again. And I have to be willing to take that. And Lacey does too, have to take that constructive criticism to understand why she may or may not have gotten considered, or why she may have to redo things. You know, I think a lot of entertainers or actors or just people, we're hard-headed, right? We're like, well, no, my child is the best and she's going to be a superstar. And you just don't realize how much work behind the scenes goes into that. And you at some point have to step back and say, okay, I am not the expert here. I'm not an agent. I am not an actor. I am not a 12-year-old actor at that. I don't understand what's going on in her brain. So I'm going to listen to all of these professional folks that we've surrounded ourselves with, and make sure, third, to kind of extend to that one. So the agent is crucial, absolutely crucial. Whoever you surround your child with, your team, quote unquote, has got to be the best. And when I say the best, they have to have your child's best interest at heart. Had a lot of people that have approached Lacey. She's done a few projects where we know that it was the wrong, not really a few, maybe one or two that wasn't quite the right thing, but it was early enough in her career that it was such a crucial learning. And I know now what signs to look for, whether it's on casting sites or even in initial discussions, I know when to walk away. And
that's good.
I think that's a big key, because some people just want to build their resume and no matter what it is and just keep plugging along. And we're at the point now where we won't do that. If I get a bad feeling from an initial phone call or a few emails or texts or whatever else it is, I'll just say, you know, thank you, but no thank you. We wish you the best in your project, but Lacey's not going to be involved.
Yeah.
I think that's another fact. If you are blessed enough, and if your child, you know, works at it hard enough, and they actually do get cast, once you're on set, you have to respect both the actors and the directors and producers' decisions and choices and understand them. Even when you may not understand the full background, it's not your job as a parent to have any input into that. It's just not. It is your job to take a book or take your phone and be there with them at all times.
That's good advice. Good advice. Well, that was a lot of great advice from Lacey, Caroline's mom. If you want to hear their episode, that dynamic duo mother-daughter team, it's episode 112. Go back and have a listen to that. Okay, so you have a cute kid. Somebody comes up to you and says, wow, your kid is so cute. Should be on TV. Should be in the movies. Well, we have a friend who has a kid like that, and everybody always says exactly what I just said. So we're going to do an experiment here on Actors 2020 podcast with young Sophia. All right, so we're here in the studio, and we have little, what's your name?
Sophia.
How do you spell your name?
T-S-O-P-H-I-A.
T-S-O-P-H-I-A. But the T is silent. How old are you?
4.
You're 4 years old, and your mom says that you're pretty cute. What do you think? Do you think you're cute?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you are.
Sure.
So your mom...
I'll take it.
So your mom thinks that you should be into acting. Do you want to get into the acting business?
Yeah.
Why do you want to get into the acting business?
I want to be on videos.
Videos. Okay, so what kind of videos?
Kids video.
So, Sophie, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm going to go to Bubba Natasha's today.
What is that?
I have 2 grandmas and 2 grandpas. And my brother named Uncle Rolf and Uncle Zach.
Right. So how many languages do you speak? You speak English, right?
Yeah.
And
Hebrew.
Can you talk some Hebrew?
Shalom.
Sing a Hebrew song.
Aleph, bet, bet. Aleph, bet, bet. Gimel, dalet, hey. Gimel, dalet, hey. Vav, zayin, chet, tet. Vav, Zion, Chet, Tet, Yud, Kav, Chaf, Yud, Kav, Chaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech, Ayin, Pei, Fei, Samech, Ayin, Pei, Fei, Zadit, Kuf, Reish, Zadit, Kuf, Reish, Shin, Sen, Taf.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's awesome. So what we're going to do now is your mom's going to take some pictures and she's going to send them to some agents, and then you're going to go in and you're going to audition and get an agent, and then you're going to start going out for commercials, television, right?
Right.
An update next time we see you and see if you get an agent, okay?
Okay, bye everybody.
All right, so that's the first step, getting some professional pictures taken. So we did just that. We booked Sophia with the same photographer who just shot me on my birthday, DylanPierceFotography.com. Amazing photographer, very reasonable rates. Mention Actors 2020 podcast and he's gonna knock $100 off your bill. I pay just like you. I don't get anything. Use him, don't use him. Just get pictures if you need them. So if you want to get your child into acting, follow Actors 2020 podcast and let's see what happens with 4-year-old Sophia. So the next step would be getting the proofs back and picking the pictures. Once we have the actual headshots that we're gonna use, we're gonna submit them to agencies. But how are you gonna do that? There's no more Samuel French. How do you get the actor's book? Do you go get a book? Do you look? Do you put them in envelopes? Do you submit them by email? Well, we're going to share with you exactly what we're going to do. We have a plan. We're not going to share it with you yet until there is some success. So let's all wish Sophia good luck. She did very amazing at the photo shoot. She took direction very well. And I think when she gets on the set, she's going to be an asset to any production that casts her. So moving on. All right, just stay tuned because we have a lot of incredible episodes coming up. We have the Men Over 50. Great episode. We have Tim Powell, the master of self-taping. You do not want to miss that episode. We also have two autistic actors from the United Kingdom, Ross and Tilly. Amazing working actors. I cannot wait to release that powerful episode. I just can't wait. And wherever you're listening to this episode, please leave a comment. We would really appreciate it. So now, Sophia, tell everybody who they're listening to.
Actors 2020 Podcast. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Sophia, with a T.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up. And don't be so uptight, take it easy, E. We got the whole night, yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't wanna stop, cause I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn. Cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down. JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful. You're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty. Cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello? I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back
Go my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.